Today, we remember a gospel legend. If you spent any time near a church, especially, I think it's fair to say, a black church, chances are you've heard the music of Walter Hawkins. That's the Walter Hawkins song, Thank You, with Yvette Flunder, the Grammy Award-winning singer and pastor from Oakland, transformed the world of gospel music and is considered one of the fathers of contemporary gospel. He died Sunday at the age of 61 after a long fight with cancer. Joining us now to remember his legacy is another giant from gospel music, Vicki Wynetz. Vicki, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
So let's go back to the beginning. In 1967, he was a member of the Edwin Hawkins Singers. Edwin Hawkins is also a Grammy Award-winning singer, is Walter's brother, and together they recorded Oh Happy Day, which would become one of those first kind of gospel-flavored songs to so-called crossover into the mainstream. Do you have an early memory of Walter Hawkins and the Hawkins Singers?
Oh, girl, I have hundreds. When we were, okay, in 1967, I was 14 years old. Okay, I remember going to every concert that they came to Detroit. They were like superstars. Back then, it was like the Jacksons were coming to Detroit. The Jacksons of today, with Michael, were coming to Detroit back then. We would go to the Ford Auditorium, which is no longer here. I never missed one. I mean, I remember the back then, the Jermaine, Walter Hawkins sitting there with his tuxedo on, sitting on the piano, Edwin, Lynette, the whole Hawkins family would mesmerize us. This man is talking about a legend. My God. And then I talked to Bishop right before I recorded two of his songs, which was Try Christ and I Love You. Those are two of my favorite songs that he has written, and he told me, oh, my God, I would be so blessed if you did those songs, and I did those two songs.
Okay, well, let's play a little bit. Let's play a little bit of I Love You, Lord. We just happen to have it, and here it is. And then when we finish playing, I want you to tell us a little bit about what made Walter Hawkins so special as an artist. All right, here you go.
Dad could have come during the night and took me away long, but for this I love.
Yeah, I could just sit here and listen to that, but we do need to talk a little bit more about Walter Hawkins. What was his gift, Vicki?
Oh, my God. What was his gifts? His gifts were songwriting. He could sing. Jesus, he had a range that would just make the back of your head, the hair stand up on the back of your head and the neck. I mean, he just was his stage persona. He was a master songwriter. The man wrote hit after hit after hit after hit. And I'm talking about songs that last forever kind of songs. And he had no idea how I adored him. And I believe Edwin has more of an idea. His brother Edwin has more of an idea because I always was so vocal with Edwin and just tell him, I just love you. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I was so sad yesterday. I wept when I got the news of his passing. I just wept. It was just such not a good time for me because God knows, he is the epitome of writing and gospel music and singing as well. I love Walter Hawkins.
What do you think it is that made his songs, as I said, many of the songs would be people who aren't particularly connected to the world of gospel will recognize, like Oh Happy Day, for example. I think people can just hear it in their minds. They can hear it right now. And I'm just wondering, what is it that you think some songs just kind of move into the broader music world? Do you have any sense of why that is?
Okay, just like trying to explain why Michael Jackson. You could put on Billie Jean, Beat It, anything. You could just go, duh, 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 duh. Now, you know, when you don't do that and you already know who it is, you see him do it. When you write songs that penetrate that deep into somebody's life and change people's lives with great melodic lines, and sometimes we get away from those melodic lines and melodies that we need, that people need to continue to hear, that just get embedded into your soul, and they just hit. I mean, you could still go, baby love, my baby love. You already know who that is. Hits.
That's it.
So,
all right.
I mean, that's just the way it was. That's just the reason why we're on the phone today talking about him, because that's the kind of writer he was.
When are you going to think most about him? When you think about Walter Hawkins, what are you going to remember most?
That high range. Oh, my God. Jesus. He had a range. Ooh. Oh, no, he would get a range, and I'd be like, Jesus, is he going to make it? Did he hit them notes? And I'd be like, yikes. How's he doing it? His range and his songs, his singing, his smile, his whole personality. Bishop Walter Hawkins will go down in history as one of the greatest that have ever graced the whole gospel genre of music.
Well, coming from another gospel great, that is high praise. Vicki Wyans is, as we mentioned, a gospel singer based in Detroit. She joined us to talk about the legendary gospel songwriter and pastor Bishop Walter Hawkins. He died yesterday at the age of 61. Thank you so much, Vicki Wyans.
And thank you so much. And to the family, I mean, even if I don't know who to call, how to get them, but God knows, I just want them to know that I love them. I wept for them yesterday, and I'm teary-eyed right now. I just love them. It's just like it's a hole that is going to be there for a minute. It's just going to be a void there. I mean, he was just a man.
Thank you so much. I'm going.